Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Hiniach Banim Uvanos V'Tumtum. If a person dies and he leaves sons, daughters, and a Tumtum. A Tumtum is a child or human being that whose genitals are covered with a flap of skin that only after surgery would it become clear whether it's a male or a female. So prior to surgery, and maybe surgery is not an option, they don't know actually if it's a male or a female. It's not quite an androgynous being. It's either a male or a female. So when you have sons, daughters, males, females, and a tumtum, so bizman sha nechasim rubim, when there's a lot of nechasim, and that's, as we said in the previous Mishnah, when there is a significant amount of estate, enough to feed both the sons and the daughters until the daughters reach the age of bogeres, under that circumstances, the sons inherit and the daughters get fed, so the tumtum may come along and say, well, I want to be yorish, I want to inherit with the males, so has zacharim dochen oso itzel hanekevos. The males can push him off and say, you're like the girls and you only get mizonos, you don't get yerusha. Now, hanechasim u'atin, when there's not enough nechasim, and in that case, the girls have the upper hand, they get fed and the boys have to go beg at the doorways. Hanekevos dochos oso itzel hascharim. The girls are able to push off the tumtum and say, no, you're really a male. Prove it to us that you're a female, then you should go beg with the males. Now, a new case, Ha'omer, someone who says before they die, they're on their deathbed, and their Shchivmera, so Shchivmera has the ability on their deathbed to command that certain things should be done, and their nechasim, their estate should be given even before they die to different people. Ha'omer, he says, im teled ishti zachar, that if his wife who's pregnant gives birth to a male, yitol mana, he should take $100, yold the zachar no tolmana. If the zachar, if he's a male is born, then he takes $100. Even though we're expecting this to take effect even when he's in utero, and normally when you try to create a zikui to give something to an uber to an utero, it doesn't work. However, by a shchiv mera, there are several factors why we would allow it. One of the reasons is because since he's on his deathbed, we don't want him to be emotionally upset. And therefore, we allow there should be give more strength and power to his words and be more effective so that he should be at ease emotionally and shouldn't distress him when he's so ill on his deathbed. The Mishnah continues, if a person says on his deathbed, Nekeva Masayim, that if his wife gives birth to a female, she should get $200. Yolda Nekeva, if she gives birth to a female, no Talis Masayim, she takes $200. The Gemara explains, actually, that why is it that for the male it mentions $100, then female $200, just because often a person, since she's not going to be able to pursue mizonos, her sustenance is effectively as the zachar, therefore it was common for the father to want to give more to the daughter. In any event, the Mishnah continues that if a man says, Mzachar manim nekeva masayim, if it's a male, she get 100, if it's a female, she get 200, or is it all in the same case? Yalda zachar nekeva, and his wife gives birth to both a zachar and a nekeva, so has zachar notal mana, vanekeva notalas masayim. The male twin gets 100 and the female twin gets 200. His intention was to give both of them if there would be two children. Now, Yolda Tumtum, if a Tumtum that was born, Eino Notel, it does not take because that is not intended. It has to either be a male or a female. Now, even though we said earlier that a tumtum is actually a male or a female, so it would seem that if that's so, then at least it's at least a male, and we should get at least 100. But the Gemara says that this Mishnah is actually, this line in the Mishnah actually is following Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion, who differs with what we said earlier, and he maintains that a tumtum is not either a male or a female, but rather is a separate entity, and neither male or female. It's a separate gender. And therefore, since he said a zachar gets 100 and a nekeva gets 200, and this is neither a zachar nor a nekeva, therefore it doesn't get anything. But we don't paskin like Rav Moshe ben Gamliel, but rather like the chachamim, that a tumtum, we don't know if it's a zachar or a nekeva, it's one or the other, and therefore in this instance it would get 100 zuz, $100, which is the smaller amount of the two. Mishnah continues, Im Amar, if he says, Kol ma shetelet ishti yitol, that whatever it is that my wife gives birth to, she should take, get a certain amount of money, hareza yitol, then even a tumtum would get, and we don't say that he didn't intend a tumtum. Ein sham yorish elohu, and let's say in an instance where there is no one to inherit him other than a tumtum, yorish es hakol, he gets the whole Yerusha. A tumtum is considered his zera, his seed, just as any other child.